fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 29th of April. The prepper tip today is to create a second stream of income. Maybe sell some of those dust collectors on Facebook Marketplace. That might be a really good thing to do. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Pete Urokos. Dr. Urokos is a chiropractic physician living and working in the metro Chicago area. We'll be taking questions, calls, and comments. We'll try to keep it focused on health-related matters. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. How are you?
All right. We have about 40 minutes with you, I understand, before you have to get busy with some patients that are coming in. So let's make the best of that. There's more information coming out about synthetic snake peptides being the actual cause of COVID-19. We shall see. The jury's still out on that, but the evidence seemed to be pointing in that direction. And we're looking at the whole thing being a massive criminal conspiracy, of course. I'm reading Robert Kennedy's book about Dr. Fauci, and it's one of our meetup. I have a radio show meetup, Doctor, the first Thursday every month, and one of our regulars, Jeff, he said it, and he's a reader, even though he's legally blind, he's a reader, and he said it changed his life. And I'm only partway into the book, and I have to agree with him. Understanding, comprehending, getting the knowledge of just how evil Dr. Fauci and these pharmaceutical companies are to cause the worst crime in recorded human history. It can be quite overwhelming, Doctor. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at at Kennedy's book or not, but and I know you have limited time. You're a young guy. You with starting a new practice, but I'm urging everybody to read Robert Kennedy's book about Dr. Fauci, and it's the title of it is The Real Anthony Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci. Fauci's only response has been to accuse Kennedy of having a mental illness. That's his only response. So, that's pretty lame. When your only thing left is to attack the messenger, you're in pretty thin ice there, aren't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And no, I haven't had a chance to read that book or look into it, but I wrote that down, and I'm going to. I'm interested to see what it's got
well,
to say
it's,
in there.
It's page after page of documentation is what it is, and direct quotes from people qualified to talk about what they're talking about. Well, Doctor, you are in the metro Chicago area with a practice there. It's a fairly new practice, about coming up on 1 year old. What's that phone number for your office, sir?
It's 815-526-3279.
3279. And the website?
RisingPhoenixHealth.com.
RisingPhoenixHealth.com. Okay. Well, Doctor, in your practice, you probably, no doubt, you have men and women who've got the clot shot, and at this point probably have several boosters. Do you have any that's got the fourth booster, do you know?
I don't believe so. Yes, I have multiple patients who have had the initial shot and then a couple of boosters after that, but nobody's really mentioned anything beyond, you know, two or three. So, and generally, they don't come in talking about it. You know, if they present with something odd, I'll definitely ask, you know, how many shots have they had.
And then people have had a third booster, what consequences of that have you seen or been aware of?
I mean, typically, you know, I've heard from the women, you know, heavy flow with their menstrual cycle, some with random nosebleeds. I know initially after the first shot or even a booster, they would say that they had, you know, flu-like symptoms, terrible headaches. You know, for people who say that they don't generally get those too often, if at all.
And, you know, a friend of mine, the wife of a very dear friend of mine, she decided to get the COVID clot shot to help her with her career. She immediately started having severe headaches immediately, and that's been last summer. And the headaches continue. They're not quite as bad as they were, but are headaches a pretty common effect of these clot shots?
From what I've seen, yes. Even, you know, people in my family, I've seen them, you know, the same type of thing, you know, for their job, they had to get it, you know, that whole story. But I've literally seen them like that day and the day after, just, you know, in bed with, you know, what seemed to be the flu, right? So, and as well as terrible headaches, you know, migraines, things like that. So, yeah, that's something that's pretty common from what I've seen.
All right. What do you see next in this whole whole mess involving the COVID clot shot and the consequences of it?
I see next. Oh man. I've seen recently some people that I know. They're older people, and their kids are my age, and two of them have passed away recently. So I think that's something that we're going to start seeing more often.
Well,
cardiovascular issues.
Right. Well, since you brought that up, I have the current issue of my local newspaper, the Steelville Star Crawford Mirror, dated April 28th. And I've been subscribing to this newspaper for 20 years. And this week's issue has something I've never seen in 20 years. 3 pages of obituaries. Now, typically, the last 20 years, it's been one page of obits, maybe occasionally one or two on a second page. Now we have 3 pages of obituaries. And I talked to the presiding commissioner of Crawford County at the Republican Central Committee meeting, and I asked him if he's aware of the dramatic increase in funerals. And he says, John, I am. And I said, mm-hmm. Do you know why? And he said, no, I don't know why. And I asked him, would you like to know? And he said, yes. And so I told him what was going on. And and I've had earlier in the week, I think it was Monday, I had a conversation with a young man who works for the company, local company, that manufactures the concrete vaults that the caskets are placed inside of when they bury the casket. I said, he was on the front porch of the charitable store there. And I said, sir, you got a moment? And he says, sure. And I introduced myself. And I said, have you noticed your company has had a dramatic increase in business beginning around July? He said, yeah. I says, yeah, I've noticed that. And I said, unprecedented. Would that be a fair statement that since you've been with this company, you've never seen so much business of funerals? He said, nope, never seen that as many. Wow. So I wanted to have a brief discussion with him. And he says, I've heard about this. And I kind of dismissed it. And I said, well, you're on the right track. What you heard is true. The clot shots are causing the... what's these increased number of people dying from blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks with no attribution whatsoever, no attribution to COVID-19 or the COVID vaccine. It's completely kept away from it, isn't it, doctor?
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, what was the age range on those 3 pages of obituaries?
Well, it ranges from the ones that you would normally see in our, and people routinely in our area live to be in their 90s and over 100 years old. And so let's just see if we can go through here rather quickly. Velma Jean Boyer, age 78. Betty Jean Bird, 84. William Cornick, 77. Margaret Davis, 77. Lillian Delisle, let's see, 89. Chester Eads, 95, older gentleman. Margaret Grobal, 85. And then we've got, let's see, L.G. Hill, 89. Curtis Hunt, 64. Timothy Martin, 31 years old, handsome young man. Wanda Myers, 87. Robert Petrie, 95. Most of these would be expected, given their ages.
Sure.
Sergeant Major Ransom, 91. Albert Rushoff, 97. Patricia Swaggerly, 68. Mary Turnbow, 75. And that's the summary there. A good number of those lived past the average age of Americans, on one hand. On the other, it's just the sheer number is what I'm looking at, the sheer number of people who died within this 1 week period of time. And when this is happening nationwide, a dramatic increase in the number of funerals. Are you there, Doctor? Hello, Dr. Pete.
Sorry.
Did I have you on mute? Okay.
I was just curious to see if there are any younger people on there. I mean, the one was 31 years old. That's very young pass away. And
that's very young. Yeah.
You know, like I said, the one gentleman that I know, his son was, I think he was a couple of years younger than me, so around 32.
Right, right. Well, like I say, we get reports from all over the country, and it's very alarming to have men and women who should be in the prime of life dying. Since it's not newsworthy when somebody dies of a heart attack, a stroke, a blood clot, that's not newsworthy. They don't become part of the COVID paradigm, and there's no attribution, like I said a moment ago, no attribution to the clot shot at all. So they're typically not in the VAERS reporting system.
Right.
And that's what's going to allow this to move forward, with people just not knowing what's going on, doctor, except they're seeing the numbers. They're seeing the raw numbers.
Right, and you know they're going to say it's due to certain things, and won't, like you said, attribute it to the shot at all. You know, because they can't, then people would really go against it.
That's right, they would. So the worst crime, the biggest crime in recorded human history, is taking place right now. The spring of 2022, and will continue throughout this year. More men and women will die this year than any calendar year in recorded history. That's where we're headed with this. I don't know what's going to take for the general public to wake up, but at some point they will, and at some point they'll be really angry, won't they?
Are you sure about that? You think they'll wake up?
Well, at some point they will, but it'll be too late. Once you got the, you can't be unvaccinated. So
that's true.
Yes, of course. Eventually they'll wake up, and when they do, it'll be too late, and that'll be that.
Yeah, there's nothing you can really do about it at that point. Unfortunately,
people are desperate to find ways to mitigate the spike proteins. Do you have any information on that, sir, at this point?
So, I was just thinking, you know, vitamin C, zinc, probably vitamin D, just improving your immune system as a whole, as well as exercise. You know, the healthier you can be, the less susceptible to disease in general, let's just say, you will be.
Well, that's good. And do you support the Dr. Zelenko protocol, sir?
Yes. I mean, I have supported that for quite a while, since I learned about it a long time ago. I mean, it's been a really long time. And I was pushing that from the get-go.
Well done. We're glad to hear that. We got a caller on hold here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
John, I'm glad to hear you just keep on telling people, because it's amazing how many times you tell people they have no idea. It's so sad. I just want to cry. And also, too, I wanted to correct something that y'all were talking about yesterday, before. You said you got a bad sunburn from the beach. You almost had to go to the doctor.
Almost, yeah.
There are things that will just take all the pain away. Number one is aloe vera.
That's right.
And I ran one time, and I just put aloe vera on, and all it did is smooth my skin out. I didn't get a blister or nothing.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything else, Pat?
Well,
hold on.
Let me hold on.
Else. Hold on to the break.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by MyPillow. Up to 66% off all the excellent high-quality MyPillow products at my website at thelibertyman.com. The promotion code is JRLiberty. Visiting with Dr. Pete Urokos. You want to become a patient of his up in Metro Chicago, just give him a call at 815-526-3279. I say again, 815-526-3279. The website is risingphoenixhealth.com. Did I get that right, doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pat, you have a further comment or question, my dear?
I'm talking to myself because I don't have aloe vera around here. I guess everything died last in that bad winter here. But the point is, I don't know what's the best way to use it. If you could get a tube of it or what, but the plant is the best way, but it's kind of like a prep thing, I think, because a lot of prophets are talking about fires and people are saying they're fires. Even here in Texas, we're actually having wildfires, which is different. But I, that was the main thing. And but the, you were right about the coconut oil. Okay, there's an antibiotic that you could take, and I'm not, I can't ever think of the name of it. But it's a penicillin, different penicillin, and it will. If you sit in the sun after you take that thing, your skin will wrinkle up to you look like a lifetime alcoholic, and when the sun hits you. And so my son did that, and I said, "Oh, you didn't." And I said, "Well, put some coconut oil on it. That'd probably do real good, you know."
Right.
No, like that. Well, that was the main things I wanted to say because I was, you know, wildfires. We're having everybody we are everywhere. We need to get our some aloe vera somewhere. Okay, thank you. The other one, there is something at Walmart, but I can't think of the name of it. It's $17 a tube. It's some kind of flower, pink flower. It works real good, too, on burns and stuff like that. So I wasn't prepared, but I just wanted to say that. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for the call. Okay. The the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor... at this point, everybody who wants the clot shot has probably got it. They're already up to their third, sometimes fourth booster. This will not have a good outcome, will it, sir?
No, it will not. It already doesn't. I mean, we saw that from the beginning.
The Kennedy's book, The Real Dr. The Real Anthony Fauci, it is so full of documentation on what did happen and what could have happened. It's, you know, it's a shame that we let this happen to ourselves. It's just a shame. It didn't have to happen, but it did. And now we're going to have to live with the consequences for generations to the future, won't we, sir?
Absolutely. Especially with them trying to, give the little ones the shot too. So that's, I mean, that's awful in itself, but you know, that's going to affect them the rest of their life. Whatever, however long that may be.
That's right. The rest of their lives. Well, our culture, our society, our world is changing. We got the youngsters are now, there's authorization is going to be for young children to get the clot shot. We don't know what the consequences are going to be. What we've seen so far is spontaneous abortions. We've seen children die just drinking their mother's milk. It's just a an ongoing horror show, isn't it?
It really is.
So mitigation is something that we need to be working on. And so far, there's been no real mitigation that we're aware of that would be successful, is there?
I mean, like I said, just those, you know, those supplements that I mentioned earlier, you know, like you said, once you get vaccinated, there's nothing, you can't be unvaccinated. So taking the appropriate steps, just be as healthy as you can and avoid any further shots is what you can do, really.
Any updates on the spike proteins and the issues posed by that?
I don't have any updates. I mean, you know, going with what we were talking
about.
Hold
that thought, Doctor. I know we got about 10 minutes left with you. We'll get back after the break.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm so happy that we now have about 30 or 40 real estate listings in my neighborhood, Crawford County, nearby counties. We keep it updated every week to make sure that the listings are current. If you want a beautiful piece of real estate, a beautiful home in my area, check out the real estate section at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, energy cleaners. This is my business. I work with the manufacturer, Tom Berryhill. We work with healthcare professionals around the world. We're getting the biggest order I ever received in one day from Australia, the day before yesterday. Healthcare professionals down there doing diagnostic testing of people's blood before and after using an energy cleaner. That's why I got an order for 10 energy cleaners from Australia the day before yesterday. So check out the details at my website. If you already have your energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're beautiful and cozy and warm. They come in two colors, gray and taupe, which is light brown. Only $75 shipping included. I just took a delivery of 20 more yesterday. All the details, you can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com with PayPal. You can send me a check or money order. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The toll-free hotline is 800 592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Pete Yerokos, young man working up in Metro Chicago. Dr. Yerokos, his telephone number, you want to become his client, is 815-526-3279. Doctor, we got a caller here. We got Jeff in Illinois. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Doctor, a quick question. This new COVID testing, rapid test, I'm curious if there's any side effects from that. Like there were reported side effects with the PCR test. I'll take my answer offline. Thank you.
I mean, if he's referring to the rapid test where they shove something up your nose, then, I mean, you know, we spoke about it, you know, quite a while ago that, you know, there's no telling what there could be on that. So anytime you pass through the mucous membranes in that area, I mean, there's potential to cause some harm, and depending on if there is something on that, then absolutely. You know, I don't, your mucous membranes are a line of defense in the body, so when you go beyond that, I mean, you're passing one of the lines of defenses, so it has potential to cause, you know, some sort of issue. For sure. I, for one, am not taking a rapid piece or a rapid test. So.
No. This cowboy is not going to either. I was at the dollar store the other day, and there was a box of these right at the checkout counter there. You're playing with fire.
I've seen them.
Right.
What's that?
You're playing with fire, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, you don't want to bypass the body's defense mechanisms if you can help it.
That's right. Well, hopefully people will pay attention. I know you got to get out of here in the next couple of minutes. What's the most important thing that you want to let people know this week, sir?
So, like I said earlier, you know, being as healthy as possible is going to make you less susceptible to disease or other health-related issues. So, I know I say it all the time, but try and get out and exercise. You know, it's starting to warm up outside. Get out in the sun. Boost your immune system, your mood, and just try and take as best care of yourself as you can, because that's, you know, that's extremely important. Health is wealth, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate every day to my patients.
Well, good. Hopefully that's having some effect.
Oh, absolutely. If they didn't want to be healthy or have a better quality of life, they wouldn't be coming into my office.
That's right. Well, I hope they'll, and you know, we're getting some of my listeners are becoming patients of yours, and we hope that more of them will.
Yes.
We need healthy Americans for what's coming, don't we?
For sure. No doubt about it.
No doubt at all.
And we need like-minded people as well to, you know, combat what's going on and what they're trying to push on us.
It's horrible what's happening. Right. It's absolutely horrible. And but we do what we can, and we are the remnant. There's a term called pure bloods. So those of us who have not gotten the clot shot are being referred to as pure bloods. Have you heard that term, sir?
I have.
What do you think about that term?
I am proud to be one.
Well, and so am I. And so am I. Absolutely. Maybe we need to have, I don't wear t-shirts in public, but that would be a good t-shirt. We are the remnant. We are pure bloods.
That would be a good t-shirt. Maybe I'll think about making that. I'll send you one.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, Doctor, come right up at 40 minutes. I know you got to scoot. Your final comment, sir.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Your final comment before you have to go to take care of your client.
The final comment? Like I said, you have a choice. Try and make the right one. And try and do what you can to help others make the right decision as well. You know, whenever it comes to health-related issues, especially things that we've been talking about, and the shots, and, you know, maintaining that healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, thank you. We'll have you on in 2 weeks, and we appreciate you being here, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Okay. Dr. Pete Yerokos, if you'd like to be his patient, just give him a call. I'm not sure they're taking calls today, but certainly Monday morning at 815-526-3279. We'll call and hold here. We're at Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
John, yes, it's a nice day out there here. It's turning that way. I find no proof of snake venom, which is a primary claim here. I find no evidence of that in any water supply anywhere, or et cetera. Therefore, all this talk about snake venom has really no basis in any reality.
Well, I need to correct you here, because the CDC has been testing water and finding the COVID in the water. And the COVID is the same thing.
John, they don't find, first of all, your words are being used incorrectly. COVID is a disease. Are you saying that they found a disease in the water?
Well, that's what the CDC says.
The water is diseased?
That's what the CDC
says.
No,
they found fragments. What they're doing, I believe, is finding fragments of the SARS-CoV-2 or variants of the mRNA in the water. That's what they're finding. And now, has anyone found a snake venom anywhere? And what is snake venom? If you listen to Chris Martinson's talk about snake venom, he finds many fallacies, scientific fallacies and logical fallacies in the Watch the Water video. For example, he's calling this a lyophilized white powder. Well, this is evidence that it's a lyophilized white powder. There are many, many substances that are lyophilized white powders that dissolve in saline. I mean, this is nothing. There's nothing there, John.
Well, there is. And it's synthesized snake venom is what it is, and the symptoms are identical.
Well, where is it? What compounds are synthesized snake venom?
They're used routinely in all kinds of pharmaceutical products and have been for decades.
Okay. Martinson explains that they've been using synthetic compounds that are found in snake venom because they have medicinal properties. That doesn't mean that it's being distributed in the water. There is no proof it's being distributed in the water. Now, many of these proteins are ubiquitous. They're not merely snake proteins. Venom is composed of many things, and these different proteins are produced, as Jeff Rent showed on his website very early on, they are produced in bacteria that are infected with SARS-CoV-2 and in people who are merely ill, and they will come out of the people also. So this whole theory has no basis in the fact that they found snake venom in any water supply or in any vials that I have seen. Now, because they make a microscopic measurement, is this an assay? We need to look at this, and scientists need to evaluate this, John. All these non-scientific people can easily be deceived.
Well, we have doctors who are, in fact, scientific people making these statements that need to be looked into. They're not amateurs. They're not.
Which doctors? Workers. Which doctors? This brown guy is a psychologist, and he has an illogical statement right on his website saying that snake venom proteins are on the spike protein. What are you talking about? They're attached to it. The way they're speaking shows that they don't have the expertise. Just like you said that CDC found COVID in the water, you've been saying that. They didn't find the disease COVID in the water. That doesn't make sense, John. So we need We need to rely on people who have better experience. That's why I listened to Martinson. I had my own impression, and I was picking it apart piece by piece, the talk. But Martinson added to it, and he has the depth of understanding that can bring light to this. Dr. Richard Fleming did as well. I don't see any big people coming out saying that this has validity. It is a psychological operation distraction, in my opinion, in Jeff Rentz's opinion, in many others' opinion, in the guy who writes stuff on your website, his opinion. He knows. He's a genius. Come on. We need to be a little more careful here on this. We need to examine this information carefully, and I think it will be examined. And I sent you quite a bit of information on this in an email, John. You can take a look. But if we continue to spread this around and distract people from the real issues, we're going backward. We're going back into the 1700s. Let's just say there's no viruses.
At the moment, there's a triple-digit prize for anybody who can show the isolated virus has not been claimed yet. Most people
Maybe they didn't. What's the size of that virus, John? And has anything with that many Daltons of size been spun down in ultracentrifuges before? Do these people take their funding from prize money that's out there? Do they play the lottery, or do they make applications to the government and other places that may want certain results? But regardless, where do they get their funding? They don't get their funding from prize money that people put out there. This thing has been sequenced all over the world, SARS-CoV-2 and its variants, by tens of thousands of people. Are you suggesting that they're colluding? That is the only thing
collusion.
That could be possible.
There's plenty of collusion between the government.
10,000 of people sequencing this around the world are colluding? Do you think so?
There is absolutely collusion.
Many things are possible, John. But that's not happening. I don't think that's happening.
It is.
10,000 of people are colluding and putting out false sequences of 30,000.
No, the collusion. That's not the collusion. The collusion has to do with disregarding the simple things that work, like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Well, that's the collusion.
Yes, I agree that there is collusion there very clearly,
and that's tens of thousands of men and women and media and doctors and governments all over the planet. That is the collusion.
Okay, but they are not. There are not tens of thousands of technicians and scientists putting out SARS-CoV-2 sequences throughout the world that are colluding and faking that data. I don't think so.
That's not my main focus at all. My main focus is not snake venom or that part of it. My main focus is marginalizing and stopping the things that could have stopped this the first 2 or 3 months, which was ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. That's where the evidence is. That's where the collusion is. And that's why hundreds of thousands of people died, is because Fauci and the mass media and the pharmaceutical companies stopped the use of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin when it could have stopped the make-believe pandemic in a matter of weeks. That's the main focus.
Well, yeah, just think if 90% of the public said, wait a second, this is experimental. They said, wait a second, we're not going to do this. Things would have been different. And maybe they would have had to light off nukes or do some other plan. But that's totally correct. We needed resistance and awareness. And so I'm trying to bring a little scientific awareness of things. And this Watch the Water video is throwing people into the dark ages and causing, it's not helping. It's not helping.
I think it helps.
Let's pray for
it. I think it adds to it. And we'll have to agree to disagree on that, Dave. And we do need to move on. Thank you for your call, Dave.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to chime in a little bit on what Dave was saying. Dave is saying that that this guy, Matherson or whatever his name was saying that there's people that have been, using pharmaceuticals that have had snake venom in them, and that's what's in the water and showing up in the water. And then on the other hand, he says there's no such thing as snake venom in the water. Dave did. You follow right. what he's saying?
Right.
Yeah, he's contradicting himself. He's saying that the guy Matheson or whatever his name is has shown that these pharmaceuticals get into the water supply, and that's where the snake venom's coming. But the snake, if that's where the snake venom's, I mean, it could be where some of the snake venom's coming, but the idea is that there's still snake venom coming up in the water, if that's possible. Now, I'm not sure it's possible, but I believe it is. I believe it is very well possible, and that there's a certain doctor, I think is Jerry from Vancouver, or I can't remember if it's Larry, but he's that one doctor I was telling you about that used to teach. He even taught virologists.
You want to hold on to the break here, Charlie? Hold on to the break.
Sure. Yeah, I'll hold on.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Okay, Charles, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Okay, yeah. Dave also was saying that this has been sequenced tens of thousands of times all around the world. Well, that is partially true, but it's all these sequences have been based on PCR data upon the PCR test, which Kerry Mullis invented and which he mysteriously died, as we've talked about before, prior to Anthony Fauci's release of the COVID 19 scandemic, I'm going to call it. It's a scandemic because none of those tests, including Kerry Mullis, who sequenced SARS-CoV-2, okay, which is not COVID-19, but it's SARS-CoV-2. He sequenced that, but it still only exists because of his PCR data and because of it's on a computer. All this data is on computer. It doesn't exist in reality. I'm not even sure if a virus exists in reality. Now, a lot of people poo-poo that, but I'm not so sure that they are. I don't think viruses have ever actually been proven to exist. No one has isolated this thing, which is exactly correct. And how can you isolate something that only exists on a computer, in a computer model? I don't get it. What do people not understand about this COVID-19 stuff? It just simply, I'm going to be honest, I just simply don't believe it exists at all. And I would really like to hear that the guy from Vancouver call in, because if he's listening today, because he, of all people, should be able to set it straight with what's going on and also with what's going on in the water thing. Because yeah, I don't know if there's snake venom in water or not, but I do know they've been putting fluoride into our water. And from the very beginning that they started putting it in there, they knew it was harmful for us and they knew what it would do. And that's
right.
Fact. Way back there, they knew it when they first started putting
right.
it in the water. So,
absolutely.
You know, obviously they don't have our best intentions in mind here. I believe that there's something to this, that because COVID-19 does not exist. And I believe what does exist are poisons that they're somehow getting into the body, or maybe even being manipulated by 5G.
Well, there's going to be more on that. I'm looking into that.
Yeah.
And not ready to go public with what I'm learning, but we're looking into that.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. Trust me. There's a lot to that. And if you want, I can help you out and send you some information
okay.
on that.
Okay, please do.
All
Charlie.
Right. Yeah,
we've
okay,
topped
that's about all I said. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.